This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. This is a revised edition of an earlier episode entitled Retirement and Guilt. A coffin floated down the road in front of me. Six guys dressed in black were carrying it. Probably 50 people or so walked slowly behind. I was inside a big American Express bus. We were in rural Greece, on our way to Epidaurus, an ancient Greek theater, to see a play by Euripides. We slowed and followed the procession at a respectful distance until they turned off the road into a cemetery. An older woman with gray hair and dressed in black sat on the front porch of her small cottage near the road. She sat in a straight-backed chair and had a front-row seat for the procession. We were 15 Americans and Europeans, dressed in shorts, t-shirts, and sunglasses. We were ensconced in this huge air-conditioned bus with leather seats, tinted windows, and a bathroom on board, thousands of miles from home. What were we looking for? My vision of this funeral procession and this woman has never faded. I can see it as if it happened yesterday, though over 30 years have now passed, maybe 40. I have always imagined that this woman and the person in the coffin had never ventured far from this small rural village. We, by contrast, seemed born to ramble. We worshipped traveling. We wanted to see more, take more pictures, eat exotic foods, and drink local wines. This woman dressed in black, sitting on her small porch in this tiny village, had the look of contentment on her face. Of course, I don't know. I don't know if she was content, but she had that look, and I like to think that she was. My education and culture have taught me very little about the benefits of sitting still. Many of us approach retirement with the idea that we must keep busy. We must continue to be active. And for us, that means moving. We must get a part-time job, volunteer at the hospital, golf, or travel around the world. Whenever I'm introduced to people, one of their first questions is, "Do you travel a lot?" When I respond with, "I try not to. I sure don't want to travel," they seem puzzled. They search and stumble over their response. "I am retired, and I should want to travel." Not that there's something inherently wrong with travel. It is just that for me, there are other activities that take priority. What is to be said for sitting down, enjoying life's moments, breathing deeply, walking the beach, or just rocking back and forth in the old chair that sits on the porch? What is to be said for those that truly do wish to let go? One of my favorite quotes from Thoreau goes something like this: "As I lie, idly drifting on Walden Pond, I cease to think and begin to be." These words give me pause for thought, now just as it did over 50 years ago when I first came across them. We have all had those moments when we lay back in the grass and gaze at the clouds and the world seems right. We don't feel guilty and we don't have any urge to move. "Why don't you get up and do something with your life?" my dad used to say. My sophomore English teacher required that we memorize these lines from a Longfellow poem. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any faith, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. These two ideas were burned into my brain. When violated, they caused a giant case of guilt to well up inside. Work became the elixir of life. When retirement came along, a major adjustment was needed. It seems to be that way with many people. We retired early in life. We did not intend to work again, not at a job. We wanted to do something different with our lives. 38 years have passed, and we have held true to our goal, with one or two very brief exceptions. We've had an active retirement, meaning we have done many things different over the years, and continue to do so. However, ideas and habits established in our youth are hard to shake, but we have learned to modify them a great deal. We have learned to slow down our mind and our body, even our heartbeat. Not completely stop, but at least slow down. I recall a friend of mine in Alaska who was a hunter-fisherman type of guy. He was an old-timer and spent his time in the mountains and bush. One time before I set off on a cross-country ski camping trip over some mountains, he left me with the admonition, "Remember, if you want to get there quick, you'd better slow down." The country and the space was so big that it would literally kill you if you rushed. I think of Buddha sitting under the boa tree. I think of that woman sitting on her porch. And sometimes I just want to lie drifting on Walden Pond and cease to think and begin to be. No guilt attached. This is Retirement Talk with something to think about. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Del at retirementtalk.org. Thank you.